glory to God. Would you stand with me, please? Amen. God so blessed this morning's service. It was, I don't know if it could get any better, but I'm willing to be a part of something that's even greater tonight. What I've recognized over the years is that there isn't anything that you do for God that isn't rewarded. Fast a meal, God will reward it. Spend time in prayer, God will always reward it. And what I've seen yesterday, the choir spent about 4 hours in practice here. And I know they were tired. They came early this morning and practiced. They even practiced tonight. And God rewarded that. You see, when you put that kind of sacrifice into pleasing God and doing something for Him, you know what happens is it splashes over on everybody else. And so they're going to do their very best in order to minister to God. And in the process, God will minister to us. That's the way it happens. But please, minister to God yourself. I asked this morning for the people with the worst voices to raise their hands, and I couldn't imagine that there'd be 50 people who would raise their hands, but they did. God is not checking quality. He's checking attitudes. And God wants to bless. And so, would you clap your hands to the Lord as our choir comes?
Going to higher, going. abundantly above all. All you could ask or think, according to all the power that worketh in you, in you. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Oh, don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. 'Cause he's able. Yes, he is. He's able.
daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from
troubled.
There's no peace inside. It is in that moment, Lord, that I will cry.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. Why don't we all stand together tonight? You know, we sang a song tonight that said, I may not understand or see your ways, but I'll follow every word that you say. Every word that you say, God, whether I understand it or whether I don't. That's how we feel up here tonight. I'm so grateful to be a part of a church that feels that way. But that's because we have an understanding. Maybe tonight you may not have that understanding. So before we sing this song, I just want to share our reason why we magnify Jesus in this place tonight. Amen. We all come from different walks of life. We all are, some of us have money, some of us don't. I'm one that doesn't. Praise God. Amen. But hallelujah anyhow. We come from urban areas. We come from very nice subdivisions. And something just doesn't seem right when you think about that. Because our world is so segregated by social class and all those things. But you see, all of us in here have one thing in common. We've all been washed in the blood of Jesus. You see, whether I have money or not, no matter what walk of life I come from, nothing matters once I've been washed in his blood. We're all on the same playing level when we've been washed by his blood. So maybe tonight you're wondering, have I been washed in his blood? You know, you can be washed in his blood tonight. You know, I heard someone say it makes no difference what we do in this place if we don't give somebody the plan of salvation. Maybe you're in this place tonight and you're saying, what must I do to be saved? I feel this feeling in my heart right now, and I'm not sure what it is, but I know I've got to do something. I've got to act on it. Just real quickly. Jesus said to Nicodemus, he said, you must be born again. And Nicodemus said, well, Lord, how can I be born again? Can I enter into my mother's womb a second time and be born again? And Jesus said to him, he said, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter in. He said, you cannot even see the kingdom of God. Tonight, if you desire to be born again, perhaps you want to be born of the water, baptized in Jesus' name. We have water here for you. What hinders you? Perhaps tonight, God would fill you with the Holy Ghost. You could be born of the Spirit and speak in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. You see, all it takes is one step to say, Lord, I realize that I am absolutely nothing, nothing without you. I have nothing beside you. God, I'm running to you. Jesus, you are the Almighty God. And when you come to God with that type of repentance and you repent of your sins, well, then what hinders you? Step in the water. What hinders you? Lift your hands and receive his Spirit. He's already given it. Just receive it. Hallelujah. Why don't we just all in one accord just lift our hands like they did in that upper room tonight and just confess with our mouth, Lord Jesus, you are the Most High God. There is none like you. Jesus, there's none beside you. God, whether we understand what you're doing or whether we don't understand, whether we understand why you want it this way, Lord God, and or not, Lord God, we come to you, God, and we say we submit to your authority in this place tonight. Because you are God. Oh, you're God, and there's none like you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Our Father, Creator, you hold our hearts together. There's no one higher than you. Redeemer, Defender, our great and mighty Savior. There's no one higher than you. And you are always with love.
tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother and Sister Dixon. Thank you, choir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Young lady who's just filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Now, I believe if God filled one with the Holy Ghost, He could fill many with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. This has just been an awesome day. You know, there's been a buildup of God's Spirit in this place, and because of all of the worship that has happened from early this morning until now, I believe that God wants to do something for us. Amen. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. My Bible tells me on the day you seek Him with all your heart, that's the day you'll find Him. If you're determined that I'm going to get the Holy Ghost before I leave, I will guarantee you that God will not disappoint you. Hallelujah. You see, God is able. He's able to heal. He's able to deliver. Amen. And all He wants is an opportunity. He's been touched by the feelings of our infirmities. He's been tempted at all points as we, but without sin. And now we can come boldly through the throne of grace in a time of need. And so if you have a need here, we're going to continue to sing. If you have a need here, if you want to be filled with God's Spirit, I'm telling you, I thought it would be impossible for me, but I thought everybody else could receive it. Until that night, on a Sunday night, I simply said, God, I need your Spirit. And when it was all over, I thought, that was so easy because I let go and I let God. And somebody tonight needs to just let go and let God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we were building this place, I thought, my God, look how big this altar is. And tonight I'm looking at it and saying, my God, we need more room. Would you come? Would you make your way to the front? Would you ask God? God, help me tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Break every chain, break every chain.